hip-hop music has spread from the American streets throughout the world. Commentator Aaron Freeman says Arab hip-hop has a unique feature, and he thinks American artists should take notice.
Whatever else you say about the Arabs, they sure know how to make hip-hop videos. Sitting in a hookah bar in Washington, D.C., I spent a few hours recently watching Arab-language hip-hop videos on the bar's big-screen TV. It was sort of like BET meets PBS. There were lots of guys in below-the-knee pants, and, of course, plenty of bling, from shots of Cadillac grills to dancers wearing faux platinum medallions the size of cruise ship anchors. Their videos have most of the right stuff to score with American hip-hop fans. But Arab hip-hop videos lack misogyny. Not only are women not referred to as hoes, they don't act like them. There were plenty of attractive women, but the ones I saw showed way, way less skin than their U.S. cousins. Arab hip-hop artists treat women more as objects of romantic fantasy than angry lust. Arab hip-hoppers, of course, show all the rage for which testosteronic boys are famous, but their fury is aimed less at women than at Israel. Now, I am not morphing into Tipper Gore here. I like Al, but not that way. And I am really glad America's hip-hoppers are free to express their whole selves, including their anger at women. And I'm not saying we should start dancing like the Egyptians. But wouldn't it be cool to see a video where Snoop Dogg embraced a hookah rather than a joint and danced with a woman whom it looked like he loved?
Aaron Freeman, writer and performer, lives in Chicago.